Hey guys, so today we're going to be going over some 2019 slang words that us teenagers use so you parents can sound cool around your kids.
Ada-oop, eska.
Okay.
Bonus episode!
Okay, so this is going to be really fun. I'm excited to see what you think the slang words mean that us teenagers use all the time. And we will have some that some teenagers use that are code words for stuff. So, yeah. Okay, so the first one is the word mood. What do you think that means?
And what do you want me to use it in a sentence?
Yeah, try to use it in a sentence.
Mood. I am in a bad mood.
Okay, so, so usually people say it. If I see someone sitting on their desk and like smack their head into their desk, I say mood. Like I relate. Like I feel that same way.
Yeah. Like ditto?
Sure.
Yes. Like I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Mood.
Okay. Salty. You know this one. We use it all the time. Salty.
I am having a bad day and I am salty at you.
Yes. So basically salty is just like rude or
grumpy.
Mean, grumpy, yeah. So if someone stole my chocolate bar, I'd be so salty at them. Shade.
I found a tree and sat in its shade.
Oh my gosh. So basically this is people say it as throwing shade. Like, if you give someone a dirty look, you're throwing shade at them. Like, that girl totally just threw shade at me because I'm wearing the same outfit as her. She's salty now. Ada oop, eska. okay. Do you understand that one now?
Yes.
Shook. I think you've heard me say that before.
Uh-huh. Shook. that song was so good and I'm totally shook.
Yeah, basically. So it's just like being surprised by something. So did you see that girl's outfit? It was so pretty, I'm shook. Or that movie has me shook. Mm-hmm. Or some people say shooketh.
Shooketh.
Slay. You've used this one on me before.
I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By using the word slay?
Yeah.
What?
Try to use it in a sentence.
I saw it was snowing outside, so I went and grabbed a slay.
No, I didn't mean that. I sound like a teapot. I did. Okay, so like S-A-L-S-L-A-Y. Slay. You look so pretty, girl. You slay.
I don't think I've ever said that to you.
You said slay queen before. Maybe it wasn't you. Okay, T.
T. Ooh, I know this one.
Okay.
Girls, let's get together. I've got some tea.
Yes, you did it. That's a good one. So that's just gossip or...
So if your kid... You see in their texts or something.
Girl, spill the tea.
Spill the tea, or I have some tea to spill, or something.
It's just big news.
Yeah, lots of big things are happening.
Okay, goat, like you're the goat. Oh, I just used it. You've never heard that?
No.
Goat, greatest of all time. G-O-A-T, greatest of all time. Like, you're the goat. Dad knew that one.
That's funny. No, I've never heard that.
Lit.
Lit. Girl, that's lit.
Okay. Yes, it means like cool or fun, but this is one you got to watch out for because some people use it. It's like a synonym for getting drunk or high.
Mm.
So you got to be careful. If you see that, maybe question your kids about it, but depends the context, like, hey, we're gonna get lit. That is not so great. But if it's like, man, that party was lit, that means it was fun. So that's something to watch out for. What about yas?
So, like, I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of like,
it's like a really...
Like celebratory.
Yes. It's like a yes, but more enthusiastic. Okay, what about got a blast? I say this all the time.
So, got a blast, like... I just think of Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing that it's like, I've got to leave or I've got to go somewhere or I need to go quickly.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, the bell's going to ring for class in 30 seconds. Got a blast. You always have to say it like that.
Got a blast.
Yeah. Okay. What about... Bae.
Bae, like...
That voice cracked.
I'm little. Bae, like mine and dad's like pet name for each other is Booty.
Uh-huh.
So like he's my bae.
Yeah.
But Booty.
Yeah. So it's spelled BAE, so before anyone else. But it's also Danish for poop. So, there's that. What about, dab?
I know that there's the move.
The dance move, yes.
I just did it. You guys didn't see that.
But it was you heard
good.
Her. It was a great dab.
But if it stands for something, I don't know what it is.
So there is the dance move, but also there's the dab pens. That is like a vape, but it has marijuana. And so there's also that to look out for.
So if your kid says, let's do a dab, they're not talking about a dance.
Or hit the dab.
Or hit the dab.
But, like, could also stand for the dance. So that one's a little rough. What about on fleek?
On fleek. Your eyebrows are always on fleek.
Oh, thank you. Yes, basically.
It's a compliment.
It's like, dang, they look good. Okay, what about bet? I say this all the time.
So it's kind of like a, like, dare me.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's literally just like bet. Yeah. So in a sentence, you bet you won't go do that. And then you're like, bet? And then usually it's about something really goofy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really think there's any bad things behind that one.
I mean, there could be, like, there was... Insta story I saw the other day. Some kid was like, give us a dare and we're not scared. And then
we're not scared.
Then they ate wrappers.
What?
So if that's the case,
maybe don't eat wrappers.
Don't eat wrappers. That's not good for your belly.
Yeah. Okay. What about we love that?
We love that?
Yeah.
We love that we go on drives through the mountains.
No. usually people say in a bad situation, like, let's say I slipped down the hill and got all muddy, and I'm like, oh, we love that. So it's very sarcastic. Yeah. What about... Oh,
that's okay. Yeah, and I am so good at it. Oh,
good job. Finesse.
Is that like cool?
It's to steal.
What? So say that one in a sentence.
Girl, she finessed me in getting my bracelet. Like, she stole my bracelet. I don't get that one that much, but it's okay. What about why you gotta do me like that?
Like, you betrayed me.
Yeah. Why you gotta do me like that? I say that one a lot, too.
As if. That's my version.
Yeah.
As if.
Flex. Do you know flex?
Girl, I'm gonna flex on him.
Basically, it's like if I showed up in a really pretty outfit or something, everyone would be like, ooh, she flexing on y'all.
That is so weird.
Or if you have AirPods, ooh, they're flexing on us with those AirPods.
So, like, showing off?
Yeah, showing off.
Oh.
Hop off.
Hop off. Girl, you hop off of me.
Basically, it's just mind your own business. If someone's like, what are you doing? Be like, hop off.
Mind your own beeswax, sweetie.
Finna.
kind of like gonna do something.
Yeah. So I'm finna eat a bowl of ice cream.
I like ice cream.
Me too.
That's most of them, I think.
That's really all that I can think of right now.
And
then there's one of the most popular ones going around right now. And I oop in the sks, and I hate it so much, but I say it all the time because I don't know why I say it, because I hate it.
Because it's funny.
It is. And you and Dad say it all the time, except Dad says it literally the way you're supposed to, and you're over here. Ada oop.
Ada oop. And fun fact, Addie's friends make fun of me for it.
Yep.
Like, they say it that way now just because of me.
Or we say, and I poop. And I boop.
So, Addie.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you some of mine from when I was growing up. And
oh, what shoot.
They mean.
I'm not prepared because you don't use them.
I know. I used to. Let's see. Okay. So, as if.
I know that one. Only because of the movie Clueless.
Yeah.
It's like a yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, it says the comparison is by Felicia.
Oh, yeah.
Shorty.
A pretty girl. Or a girl.
Bae. Is what that compares to.
Oh. Yeah. So, like, she's my shorty.
Mm-hmm.
Is it shorty or shoddy? Like, shoddy.
Let me take it to the moon. Shoddy. I'll buy you popcorn and anything you like. I would say probably shorty.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't popular, so I don't know.
Well, Tyson calls me shorty. I think it's just because I'm short, like, really short compared to him.
Yeah.
So, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to the hand.
That's like talk to the booty.
Yeet.
What?
What's yeet stand for?
The way you said that. I don't know. I usually say it when I throw something. Like if I threw something into the garbage can, I'd be like, yeet.
So you're telling the garbage can, talk to the hand.
Well, I thought talk to the hand was like, don't talk to me. It's like, I only remember talk to the booty because the hand's off the, but talk to the booty because the hand's off of duty and the face just doesn't want to hear it.
I'm all that and a bag of chips.
That means, ew. That makes me kind of uncomfortable. Like, I am cool.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not a bag of jelly beans or something?
Because chips are good.
So are jelly beans.
I don't know why, but that was all the time. Like, it would be like, oh, he's acting like he's all that in a bag of chips.
Oh, gosh.
Eat my shorts.
What? Never heard that before. Explain.
Eat my shorts is kind of like bug off. Like
bug off?
Like
hop off.
Yeah, kind of like, get away. Whatever.
Oh, I have another slang term that we use.
Okay.
It's like, you say question mark after question. So, like, when I almost said it when I said explain. So, it's like, explain question mark? So, you say it as a question, but then you add question mark. I don't know why. Or if someone's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically, just that.
Okay. Diss.
Like roasting someone.
Or what was the slang term that you gave? Like,
I don't know.
shade.
Oh.
She dissed me.
Also, roasting is just like, what's the word? It's the opposite of a compliment.
Huh?
What's the opposite of a compliment? A discompliment?
A discompliment.
Uncompliment?
Why can't we think of that word?
I don't know.
A rude thing to say.
Yeah. I really can't think of it.
Me neither.
Insult.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good word. Yes. Scrub.
Someone that's lower.
It's
or like scrubbing a dish.
It says the F boy.
Oh.
So
F boy is a player.
Yes.
Or
he's a scrub.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Hoochie.
Hoochie?
Yeah. It's comparable to what, do you think?
You?
No.
You pointed at yourself.
No, I pointed at my head for thought.
A thought? Is it comparable for a hoe?
Yes.
Oh.
Hoochie. Like, oh, that girl's a hoochie.
Oh my goodness. Oh, also a thought is THOT and it stands for that hoe over there.
So if your kid's talking about a thought, sometimes it could be rude.
Yeah.
Just so you know. No duh is comparable to.
I don't know.
I mean.
Duh.
It just says, I mean.
Oh. I mean.
Okay. Take a chill pill.
Calm down.
So, for you guys, that's I can't with you right now.
I can't. I, like, can't even with you right now.
And that's a take a chill pill. What's the 411?
What's the tea? Is it comparable to tea?
Basically, or, like, what's good?
Why? What's the 411? What does that even mean?
411. Info? I don't know.
What
I never said
that. What does 411 mean? Is it...
No idea. 411. 411. Maybe that's what we said. What's the 411? I don't remember. I have no idea.
Wait, when you did dispatch, you would say, what's the 411?
No.
Oh.
When I was a kid. Blood. We blood.
Sisters?
Fam.
Know
what I mean?
Nah, I mean.
Am I right?
Am I right? Am I right or am I right?
You go, girl.
Yes, queen, we slay.
Yep. And then da bomb.
Lit.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, you got it. So those are some then versus now slang, which is just super fun.
Yeah. It's very interesting to see how the words have changed over the years.
Definitely. It's changed so... Oh, home slice.
Oh my gosh. Is it just like homie?
Yeah, like best friend. She's my home slice.
So, home slice. Why? Why is that a thing? Home
slice. My bad.
Also with my bad, you'll hear kids say my B instead of my bad.
Mm.
Like if you heard me drop something in the kitchen and go, whoop, my B. I say that a lot.
Mm. That's weird. Whatever.
Whatever. Does it just mean whatever?
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool beans.
Cool beans. Hot beans.
Peace out.
Bye.
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 Yeah. Oogly.
Oogly?
Oogly.
Did you ever say that one?
No.
What does it stand for?
I'm guessing, like...
Ooh.
Like ugly, maybe?
Oogly.
Or booyah.
Booyah. I still say that. Ooh, it is cold down here. I'm shivering.
Dope. Like, yo, that's dope.
But you also have to be careful with that because mm-hmm. that is drugs.
Mm-hmm. So,
basically, there's some slang terms.
Yeah, so hopefully that helps some of you moms and dads out there and kids. If your mom and dad say something like, as if, now you know that that actually stands for what?
What does it stand for?
I can't remember. Let's look and see. Oh, bye, Felicia.
You can't say it like that. Bye. It's got to be like, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Oh, man. But anyways, we just thought it would be really fun to... I have, like, serious voice cracks today.
Mom, you're going through puberty.
Oh, it's so cute. Maybe I'll grow some more inches.
Maybe you'll grow a beard. Again.
I'm just kidding.
You can be in The Greatest Showman. Good movie.
It is such a good movie.
This is the greatest show. This is the greatest podcast.
It really is. Because we're fun.
Thank you guys for taking the time to listen.
We hope you enjoyed our bonus episode of Slang Terms. And we appreciate you guys all so much for listening. And have a super week.
Bye, Felicia.